Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. 2 Samuel chapter 23 says this in verses 3 and 4. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, when one rules justly over men, ruling in the fear of God, he dawns on them like the morning light, like the sun shining forth on a cloudless morning, like rain that makes grass to sprout from the earth. David was raised from obscurity to kingship, not by his own doing, but by God's sovereign hand. And this reminds us that it's not our own efforts that determine our place in God's plan, but his divine calling. And just as the sun brings forth life, so does the rule of a righteous king. David's rise to power is a profound example of how God's purposes prevail. He was the least expected candidate, merely a shepherd boy. But God saw in him a heart of obedience. And this is a comforting truth for us today. We may feel insignificant or unqualified, and yet God uses the weak to demonstrate his power. When we submit to his leading, he raises us up in ways beyond our comprehension. Throughout Scripture, God repeatedly chooses the least likely people to accomplish his work, according to the world's standards. Moses, who doubted his speaking ability, became the leader of Israel's exodus. Gideon, who saw himself as weak, was chosen to defeat an entire army with a small group of men. The apostle Peter, who denied Christ, was restored to lead the early church. God's way of working is different from human wisdom. He doesn't call based on ability, but rather on his sovereign purpose. So if you feel overlooked or insignificant, remember that God sees you and can lift you up in ways that you have never imagined. Here are 3 points of prayer for you today. Thank God for his calling and elevation in your life. Ask for humility to recognize his hand at work, and pray for leaders to rule in righteousness and the fear of the Lord. Here are 2 peoples to pray for. BJ and Jill Sanders and their family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea, and the Taboli Lower LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of the Philippines. And remember this, our position in God's plan is not self-made, but divinely established for his glory.